Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Podnuts Pro. This is episode 126. I am your host, Marvin B., and I am broadcasting from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, down in Paradise. This show is basically going to be another mini show, recap show, bridge show, whatever you want to say, that's going to get us from the last show to the next show, which is going to be a fantastic show. I don't want to give anything away and I don't want to jinx it, but I am going to tell you that I've got between 3 and 4 great shows coming up. You're not going to want to miss them, so be sure to subscribe and download the shows. You're not going to be disappointed. So last week we did a recap of the 2017 DC Unconvention, and I had my good friend John Dubinsky and Lori Tishnai on, and we recapped some of the things that we liked about the conference, the work groups, the sessions, all the joyful things. And what I'm going to do this week is kind of go back and give everybody another quick recap of my hurricane situation down here. As many of you know, the week before the Unconvention, we had Hurricane Irma come through, and I was quite worried that I would miss the Unconvention, but we came through unscathed. I made it to the convention. Of course, I had 2 days where I was away from my customers, and when I came back the following week, boy, did they miss me. So, wasn't too bad. Most of my customers were okay. Most of them had power outages between 2 and 5 days. Wasn't terrible. And as of today, which is Wednesday the 27th, I only have one customer that is technically without phones and internet. Everybody else is back with full power, full phones, full internet, and they are operating normally. And this last client, they have power, they do not have internet, and they do not have phones. So they're working, but they're struggling. So they're a customer that we are now working on a continuity plan for them going forward. So if there's one thing that I do want to say is plan ahead of time for your disaster. And that's what we're doing now for this particular customer. So we are planning for the next disaster, whether it's a hurricane or something else, as to what they're going to do if they have the same situation again. And pretty much what they're doing is they are surviving. Let's not get this taken out of context. They were able to bring in a hotspot and hook up some personal computers to give themselves an internet connection. Obviously, they can't put their desktops to the Wi-Fi or their server to the hotspot. So this is what they came up with. Now, this is a not-for-profit, and they actually had one of their big donors offer to give them space. However, it would have required them to move their server and all their workstations and reconfigure everything. And they did not want to do that. They, like I said, they were working in the office. They could access their programs locally. They could do their, you know, donor management program. They could do their QuickBooks. They got all their documents. Their own issue is that they could not email those documents. They could email from their phones, obviously, if they had data plans, but, you know, getting a document to email. And that's what they're doing with their sneakernet and hotspot. They're literally copying files from their network, putting them on the personal laptops and emailing from there. They have Office 365, so it's not like they have to have an Outlook client and connect to a server. They just connect to the web with their 365, load up their documents, and they're good to go. So that's pretty much it. That's my main takeaway this many days after the hurricane. Although I do have a story, and I so wish Matt Rainey was here, because this was a client that I had discussed with him that I was, well, I don't know if the right word is fire, but I certainly was hoping to have them leave me, or whatever the terminology that best works for everybody. But they were the ones that did not want to do a proper backup. They just backed up to the cheapest cloud server they could have. It was only a file level backup. Their server was a few years old. They didn't want to extend the warranty, and it crashed while my tech was there. Not because of the tech, but it had crashed before he got there, and he was on his way to set up a new computer So we thought we'd just get it back up and running and all would be well. Well, that did not happen. So needless to say, 35 days later, they are back up. And if they had gone with the backup solution that we had recommended and allowed us to get them a new server, we could have had them back up and running in 48 to 72 hours later. So as part of that process, they were trying to weasel the cheapest server they could find. And if you go back and listen to that episode, I had told Matt Rainey that, you know, when I gave them the quote for the server, they came back with, well, our last server cost $600. And I said, in your dreams, to myself, I did not say that to the customer. So it ended up, they were trying to get a quote from Dell, and we were, I don't know, $600 or $700 off, but they did not have hard drives that would be in a RAID configuration. They did not have a secondary power supply. They didn't have, I think the hard drives were, or the hard drive, because it was only one, was just a regular SATA drive. There were some other things in there, but needless to say, I allowed that customer to get their server someplace else. And because the customer is in Miami, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. And no, that's not a great distance on a map, but there are times when driving from Fort Lauderdale to Miami, which is south of downtown in Miami where this customer is, it can be over an hour. And for a customer that is so price sensitive, I just felt it was time for them to find somebody closer to them that was more amenable or closer, whatever the word works is, to their needs. Somebody that would work on the cheap side with them, which I was not willing to do. So needless to say, they did go with another company. They got another server. I have no idea what they got. I know that last week they asked me for help restoring from the backup, and I gave them what help I could. Yesterday, they asked me for the IP address of the old server, so I gave that to them. And today, they're back up and running, I think, because I got notification that the remote management software that I had came up. And then, of course, it looks like they promptly removed it. So they're up and running. Only took them 35 days. So hope it was worth it. Next on the agenda is... Oh, by the way, that's all the hurricane stuff. Like I said, just a quick update. All is well with the hurricane. Although I do want to say this. I have a note here. Love the Wattbox. So after Hurricane Irma, for the most part, I sat in the office and did as much stuff as I could remotely. I did have a friend that I contract with from another company that was able to go out and take care of some on-site stuff for me, but most of my stuff was remote. And had a customer that got a server a while back, and back when I wasn't as forceful with making them get redundant power supplies in the server, they got a server with just a single power supply. And currently it's a remote server, so it's not a mission-critical server, but it's still a server that people use on a daily basis to connect remotely. So when power was restored to this office, the main server came up just fine. This server apparently came up, but not all the way. And of course, they were in a panic. How quickly can you get over here? Take care of us. We pay you lots of money, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know what? Let me just see if I can get in. So I tried to get in through MaxFocus, my remote management, and I could see that it was up, but I couldn't access it. But just last month, I put a Wattbox in there, got into the Wattbox, did a hard power cycle, boom, they were up and running. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I can say this enough. If you manage servers, switches, firewalls, anything where there is a chance that it will lock up, it will stop responding, or just needs a power refresh every now and then, get yourself a Wattbox. They're not terribly expensive when you look at the cost of, you know, having to do a truck roll, having to get in your car, drive to the client, do the power cycle, wait for it to come up, chit chat with the client. It is so, so worth it. So I'm just going to say that again about the Wattbox. I will also say that Wattbox, basically, I get from IL-8, and many of you have heard those of us on PodNuts talk about it. One of the other things that I am enjoying is the new app that you can get for your OVRC devices. And when I say OVRC, it's spelled O-V-R-C. And so I have all the customers that I have with a Wattbox or even some of the Araknis switches. They are network enabled. To be honest, I really don't even use the cloud features of those switches, but I do like the fact that if I need to power cycle them, they're on here and I can get alerts if something goes down or something stops responding. So again, something you can do all in the palm of your hand from your mobile device. And that's what I did with that client. I forget where I was. I actually wasn't in the office when they called, but I actually, on my phone, got into my OVRC app, went to their device, power cycled their server, and all was well with the world. So, Wattbox, OVRC. Sign up, start selling. All right, so I do want to also go back and look at some email. Let's do some cleanup there, some housekeeping. And I'm not going to actually read the emails. I'm just going to acknowledge them and because I didn't want to print out a stack of email. But the first one I'm going to acknowledge is referring back. And of course, I don't have a producer, so I don't even remember which show this was. Oh, but you know what? The person puts it in the email for me. Thank you, Snake Eyes. And yes, that is the name of the person that sent this email, Snake Eyes. And basically sends me a picture of Charles Barkley with the phrase, "That's just terrible, terrible." So, Snake Eyes, thank you very much for catching that. Don't know if anybody else did, but I'm happy to know that at least one person is listening to the show and responding. I also want to acknowledge Rick. And basically, Rick writes in to say that he's trying to find the video feed for the show, and all he can find is audio. And our lovely owner of the PodNuts Network, Door-to-Door Geek, was able to respond and let him know that PodNuts Pro is audio only. We probably will have a live show. If I can get my act together and get myself a producer and get a budget, you know, and maybe the PodNuts Pro show will be a little pro and have a video feed and have a format and do all that stuff. But Rick, thank you for listening. Yes, currently we are audio over only, and we'll look to do a live show at some point in the future. It's not one of the upcoming shows, but it's a note on my pad that I will get to. And that's the stack of email, but I also want to acknowledge a Canadian listener. And a few weeks ago, Matt Rainey had a lovely story about ants in a customer's notebook. And we had put out the thought that I'm sure we would get stories of critters and computers. And I'll be honest, I'm not through all my email. Let me look at this. I have 8,332 unread emails in my inbox. No, those are not all real emails. Some of those are alerts that get filtered into subfolders, and some of those are just subscriptions and magazines, and you've just won $5,000, and take this, and your girlfriend will never be crying again. I don't know, stuff like that. So I will catch up on those. But the person actually called me, and I'm not going to say his name because he's Canadian and doesn't want to be acknowledged in public, which is sad. But so he calls my office in the middle of the day, and my gatekeeper transfers the phone to me, and she is in my doorway looking at me with the funniest look, as if to say, "What's going on?" And of course, I don't know until I pick up the phone. And this person starts to sound, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. So if you were to picture, what is the R-O-F-L-O-A, rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off or whatever, it probably took 5 minutes for this person to get out the story about one of his texts that was on site at a customer's house, and he was unable to do repairs on the computer, because there were roaches all in and around the computer. And I mean, I asked for a picture for verification because I really couldn't believe it, but he was dying on the phone because he's like, no, you don't understand. My tech is there. My tech won't touch the computer. The client is begging us to mess with the computer. And he was just like, I cannot believe that you just had a show on this. And it must have been the very next day or something. And the fact that his tech was on site dealing with, and it must have been those, you know, those little tiny annoying ooh type of roaches. Because I can't imagine if they were the big old Florida roaches, it'd be a big deal. But those little tiny, you know, colony roaches or whatever they're called up in Canada. And he just said they could not touch the computer. They were able to eventually get a garbage bag put over it. I don't know what the outcome of that. So Mr. Canadian listener who laughs out loud, I would like an update on that. Roaches in the computer. And if you do have a critter story that you think is better than roaches in the computer, let me know. Not that I am going to enjoy reading it, but it would be nice to see what the worst story is. Okay, so emails cleaned up. Charles Barkley cleaned up. Roaches in the computers acknowledged. So that's probably going to do it. Like I said, I did want to keep this a quick show. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a great story. Ever had a customer call you up and say, I got a great deal on Amazon, and then proceed to tell you how they bought this part for their computer, and, you know, they really thought that they could, you know, do this, but turns out that they can't, and it'll probably take you 2 minutes. So an old customer of mine called up to tell me that, got a great deal on Amazon, wanted to upgrade his CD/DVD drive in his HP NV17 to a drive with Blu-ray. And, well, let me go back, because he didn't actually say Blu-ray, he said Bluetooth. And of course that made me a little uneasy because I thought maybe I just really wasn't up with the times, where I didn't understand what drive with Bluetooth would be an upgrade for your HP notebook. But after translation, I realized it was a Blu-ray DVD disc. So he gets the drive under $100, brings it to the office, and drops it off and goes. And I look at it probably about an hour later, and I realize drive doesn't fit. And I don't know how the person decided that, you know, he found this great deal, but apparently he said, no, the person on Amazon assured me it would fit and this and that. Well, long story short, I'm going to be ordering him a DVD Blu-ray CD for his notebook, and it's only going to cost him a wonderful price of $149 plus $100 for me to put it in. And that happened today, so I just thought, I don't know why it just popped into my head. It's not on my notes. Don't think that I plan to tell you that story, because obviously I didn't put enough funny parts in it. So, all right, so that's going to do it. I told you that it's going to be a short show and that we've got a series of great shows planned coming up. So I would encourage you to head on over to podnuts.com and take a listen to all of the great shows over there. Be sure to subscribe and download Podnuts Pro as a regular show. It is going to get better. Trust me. I do want to thank, again, with all of my Southern hospitality, Corey Fruitman and Matt Rodella for putting on the 2017 Unconvention up in D.C. Folks, if you want to feel like you are a part of the tech community, if you need a pick-me-up, you need to attend events like the Unconvention. And there's no other place where you're going to be able to interact with other techs, other business owners, and really feel like you're talking to somebody else who's going down the same road as you. It was a great event. I really am glad that I went. Thank you, Hurricane Irma, for not blowing down my house so that I could go. And woohoo. All right, back at the grind. So, ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Marv here signing off of Podnuts Pro. And until next week, holla.
Hey, friends, this is Eric Hardini, the manager. I can tell that you like podcasts and learning about technology. one of the fastest growing areas of tech, is currently small low energy consumption computing. Come join us on the Mini PC Show, where we discuss all the new small form factor devices. The Mini PC Show, big talk, little machines.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.